Well, a lot of people never get to an intimacy with God the Father. Okay, let's go now. Who is among you, you squashed little bugs, creatures, man, that has such awe of the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant? Okay, there it is, boy. You see there? Here you are. There's that word obey. Okay. I've never denied it in Scripture. What I do want to deal with is, what is the obedience God is looking for? So let's see what we're going to do. Obey his voice. That means what he tells us to do. Okay. Remember, he's the Word of God. Okay. That walks in darkness and has no light. Okay? No light. We have a brief interruption. You obey, but we're going to give you your state. This is your status of this one who, in the first verse, really, is there anybody here who walks in darkness? In their own darkness. Note how it's phrased now. That walks in darkness and has no light. Now, let me tell you what this means, so that you get it. Has no light of its own. Be sure you get that understanding. Has no light of its own. Because we're going to see, we know what in 1 John. God is light. And in him is no darkness. Okay. So here we are, creatures, recognizing we walk in darkness, we have no light of our own. All that I have is darkness. Okay? Let him hear the voice of his servant. This is the obedience he's looking for. Let this one trust. There it is. What is the obedience he's looking for? Trust. Faith. Let him trust. In the name of the Lord, and rely on his God. Wow. Trust in the name. How much do I have to believe to be saved? Boy, Christians love to fight that. And you know why they like to fight it? I think they like to fight it because they want to keep somebody out. They just want to be sure, boy, I only want those in heaven that are just going to do this. And if you don't do the whole paragraph, you're not going to get in. I prefer the most liberal understanding of God. And if we just believe in his name, boom. Okay. So we trust in his name, and he's now identified. His name is identified to us in the person of